Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, some of you have more recently called us the Vibe of Thrive, and we want to invite you to tonight's show. I sent out a message over Twitter earlier today for many of you announcing what the show was about tonight, giving you the call-in number because it is an extraordinary show, and we wanted to make sure we didn't leave anyone out. However, I am still getting my handle on Facebook. Haven't really got it. Just realized today I have two different Facebook accounts. And so the friends on my one Facebook account is talking to the friends on my other Facebook account and wondering, when is Dr. Pat going to get one Facebook account? Well, I'm going to ask my guest today and see if she can help me out, because I'm lucky I got anything up there. And in the meantime of all of this, I go in Facebook and I put in Pat Basile, and up comes Patricia Fernandez Basile. There aren't very many of us with that name, and I have a feeling that is one of my cousins or my great cousins over there in Brazil. But it's all about connecting. It's all about bringing everybody together. It's all about how we reach out to people across the globe so that we can fill the airwaves with hope, empowerment, and the juicy stuff that life is made from. Tonight, it's all about the GLAD game. The GLAD game with empowerment psychic medium, Linda Dickinson. I sent out that number earlier today, and I said to you all, we have got a full hour with Linda. So we've got a full hour of readings. We've got a full hour of conversation. And I want everybody out there right now to know that one of you will receive a free private telephone session with this phenomenal empowerment psychic. Joining us here today, someone that knows quite a bit about growing up and knowing that there's something about her that was a little bit different. Jumping into her 20s, when most of us were jumping into cars and doing some crazy stuff, she started doing readings for her friends. And then the rest is history. We are honored on the Dr. Pat Show to have her as part of our extraordinary, extraordinary lists of guests. Someone that is so unique in what she does that you will be amazed at how she reveals things to you that could not be revealed by anyone other than this incredible empowerment psychic medium. And so I want to welcome Linda to the show, because the GLAD game is what today's show is about. And if you ain't in it, you ain't gonna win it. Linda, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's such a pleasure to be with you this evening. I'm so excited about this show.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you on the show, and it's kind of interesting, you know, what happens now that we're so connected. And we send out these messages across Twitter, and we make announcements, and we bring more and more people in. Then they send it to other people, and then all of a sudden now we're connecting with people across the globe. And this is such an important message about hope, levels of empowerment we've not achieved, astrologically, what the heck is going on anyway out there right now. And I'm hoping you can give us some insight. So the GLAD game, what does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, many of us will recall, depending on our age, the film called Pollyanna, which originated somewhere around 1960. And basically it was about a little girl who lost her parents at a fairly young age. She was a missionary daughter, and so she had to go and live with a very bitter aunt. And really the whole town was bitter. No one was friendly. Things never seemed to go their way. And in pops this little girl who looks and focuses on the things, no matter what the situation or what someone has said to her, she's going to look for something that's glad about the situation. So she brought in what's known as the glad game through the movie. Her father, when she was very young, taught her to play the glad game. Look for something you're glad about no matter what. So she carried that on, even though her father passed. And everywhere she went, she was spreading joy because of that. And, you know, I want to break that down a little bit, because the glad game simply means I'm going to start playing a new game in my life. And basically, no matter where I go, I'm going to look for something that makes me glad. So no matter what the situation, I'm going to choose, because every situation has good and bad to it, no matter what, I'm going to choose to look for something I'm glad about it. And I'll tell you why it's so important. If all of us can just take a moment and envision our body as if it's an X-ray, and picture our spine as a very powerful magnet. When we think thoughts and we feel based on those thoughts, we are literally attracting things from the universe to us, including people and situations and experiences directly to us because of our powerful thoughts. So if I spend a lot of my day looking for things to be glad about and I'm feeling good about those things, I can only attract more good things. So the more time I spend playing this game, the better my life gets because of the game. And we really should make it a game. It's much easier when you make it a game because it can get a bit frustrating at first.
Well, honestly, I mean, it does make it a lot easier if we make it a game. I mean, you know, someone had said, I guess, you know, a long time ago that, you know, life is a game. And the question really then becomes, how are we going to play it? You know, what are we going to bring to the game? You know, what are the skills? What are the visions? I mean, I don't know of any professional baseball player, for example, that gets up to bat, right, Linda, and doesn't want to hit the ball. it's like, come on.
And think about all the rituals they go through, those poor guys, for God's sakes. Bless their little hearts. All the rituals, wearing the same darn underwear for 7 days in a row, if that's what it takes, because they won last time they had the underwear on. But, yeah, I mean, people do crazy things just to feel better about themselves. And I think often, Pat, that people feel that they're out of control, that life is just happening to them. And it's a little freaky to feel that way. You sort of feel lost and disconnected. And I'm here to tell you, just like you are every day, every single time you have a show, that we are powerful, and we get to choose what happens next to us based upon where our thoughts are and how we feel. And so when we start to learn the game of life, and it is our instruction booklet, it really did come with us. We all have guides. They're communicating through the center of us, the fire in your belly, your solar plexus. It either feels good or bad, whatever you're doing, thinking, saying, feeling, it's all there in your center, and it tells you, more good things are coming to you because you're feeling good. More good bad things you consider to be bad are headed your way because you're feeling more negative today. So paying attention to how you feel is your guidance system within you, bringing to you whatever you want or whatever you don't want, depending on where you're focused. So when we turn things into games and they become fun, well, then we look forward to doing it again and again. And then it becomes a challenge in a very good way. And that's really where I want people to be, in a very hopeful, looking forward to state of how am I attracting what I'm attracting in my life, and how can I make it easy for me to get there?
Well, I got to tell you, we've already gotten the attention of some of our listeners, because we have Elizabeth on the line right now waiting to talk with you. Elizabeth, are you there?
Hello?
Elizabeth, hey, Elizabeth, can you hear us okay?
I can, yes.
Hey, welcome to the show. I wanted to introduce you to Linda. What can we help you with tonight?
Well, I'd like to ask Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
I'm sort of stuck right now. Stuck in my life as what to do next.
Okay, stuck in health, career, finances?
No,
where are you stuck?
Probably in what to do next as far as career.
Okay. What kind of work are you doing right now, Elizabeth?
Oh, I'm not working right now.
What were you doing?
I've done everything from traditional medical office work to selling natural supplements.
Okay. Well, you certainly are in the right field for yourself. For example, you know you're a healer. You've got to know that you're a healer. And any type of healing modality for you is perfect for you. And I kind of feel like you're in this place of maybe not sure what comes next for you, but I can tell you very strongly, November is very significant about you making new decisions. I also see someone contacting you that you either used to work with or you were very close to. I do know that it's a female, and she helps you to be guided to what's going to be best for you. I also see very large groups of, like, therapy groups around you. So I do believe you end up working somewhere where there's a therapeutic session, meaning psychological, that sort of a setting behind you. Not necessarily that you're working directly in it, but you are surrounded by that. But November is most significant for you. And I must tell you something else, two things. There's a female around you in spirit. She had an issue in her throat area. It may have been a thyroid issue. There may have been a carotid artery in the neck. Something in the throat and neck area was one of her reasons for passing. I do believe that she was a teacher of some sort in her life, and she's pointing at you and acknowledging you. Do you know who that is?
That might, could have been my great-grandmother.
Okay. Did you know your great-grandmother this lifetime?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I must tell you, she knows you very well, and you know that we live thousands of lifetimes, and this one, she didn't happen to get to experience you in the physical, but she certainly knows you from the non-physical and is watching over you like crazy. So please know that you're never alone.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
So you're very welcome.
So, Elizabeth, that's going to help you a little bit with, you know, getting some clarity and direction?
It will. It will. It definitely will.
Great. Please don't hang up because Seth is going to get your email address. One of the callers today will receive a just incredible 15-minute session with Linda Dickinson. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. You know, I love what we're talking about tonight, and I love the listeners and the questions they have and, you know, calling in. The phones are on fire, just so you know. So, Linda, we're going to be chatting about this along the way. And as you speak with some of our listeners, I want to make sure that you can feel free to give them whatever tips you want about the GLAD game. We're going to go right to the phones right now because we've got Amy waiting to speak with you. Amy, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Linda, can you help Amy out here?
Hi, Amy. What's your question?
I would like some direction or advice for my career. I never knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. I just know that I don't feel fulfilled in the work that I do, and I just feel lost, and I would like to know which way I should go.
Okay, sure. First of all, how old are you, Amy?
I'm 45.
And what kind of work are you currently doing?
I'm an administrative support person.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me tell you what I see you doing. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but it will surprise me if you don't end up somewhere around this area, okay? I see you in front of groups of younger people, and you are reading, and you're reading something to them. So I don't know to what capacity you're reading to these children, but you are like a magnet to these younger children around you. And this definitely occurs for you this lifetime, and I think I'm between the age of 48 and 49 when this really comes into motion for you. Now, have you ever worked with children before?
A long time ago. I did some daycare work.
Okay, this doesn't feel like daycare. This feels much more detailed than daycare, because I feel them sort of locked on you and listening to what you're saying. So I don't know what capacity that is, but that is definitely coming up for you. Another way to know what fits best for you and what you want to be when you grow up, and I love that you said, you know, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, because it constantly changes for us. And those of us who are really creative and have lots of different ideas and different jobs, we like to switch around. We love the variety of it. It brings us more energy, and I definitely feel that around you. And so you just want to think about what you focus on. For example, when you go into a library, where would I find you, or a bookstore? What categories would I find you looking under?
You'd find me all over the place. Mainly you'd find me in the spiritual and metaphysical, but you'd find me in the mystery section. You'd find me anywhere because I'm just a total bookworm.
Okay, and that's perfect. So you love solving problems, but what's most important to you is your spirituality, which I love, because your connection to your guides is more important than anything else, because once you have your connection, they're going to help guide you everywhere. If I could make a suggestion to you, if you go to my website, inmyfuture.com, and under products, you will find a free download, How to Meet Your Spirit Guides. It will be very easy for you to make that connection. You definitely are intuitive, and it would be easy for you to feel like you've got your guides with you all the time. And your guides are telling me already, oftentimes you feel them around, and oftentimes you receive information. I just don't know if you're aware it's coming from them or not. But you can trust your gut of what you're getting for you. So I definitely feel major change coming up around you. One last thing I want to tell you, your guides are telling me there's something around a shoulder or neck area that needs to be adjusted for you. So if you've had any trouble, and if you haven't, I wouldn't worry about it, but if something comes up around the neck and shoulder area for you, it feels like an adjustment or several adjustments that would be needed for you before that straightens out.
Okay.
Okay?
So how are you feeling? Are you feeling a little energized to kind of, you know, take a little action here?
Well, you know, I love the fact that I got to talk to you both. I'm a little confused on the possibly working with children because I don't really like children very much. So that's kind of confusing for me.
I got to tell you, I know exactly what you mean because honestly, you know that I host the Dr. Pat Show, right?
Yeah.
If you would ask anyone that's close to me, my best friend like of 30 years, she would say to you, oh, my God, there is no way on earth, Pat, that you would be on radio. You know, we would have to pry a conversation out of you. You hate to talk. So I don't know. You know, all of a sudden, it's now we're open to a whole different element. And it'll be interesting to see what shows up.
You know, Amy, one last thing for you. You get a reading to find out where you're headed. And if you don't like what you hear, you need to know that you're in control of it and you can change anything that's coming. So if you absolutely hate the idea of working with children, which really surprises me because I feel like they would be a magnet to you, but if you don't like that idea, you do need to get clear about what you want. And usually what we're really good at and passionate about are those things that are right under our nose. Those things that we didn't think could even be a job can be a job for you. Take your time with this, though. Don't beat yourself up about what am I going to be when I grow up. Just pay attention every time you have a get the chills or you're passionate about something or if you watch something on TV and it really gets you psyched. Those are the answers to the question that you're asking. And it'd be most fulfilling for you to really pay attention to how you feel as it happens.
Well, and I hear that. It's just a little frustrating. I mean, I love books. I've loved books since I was a kid, but how do I make a living at it? I don't know. And now you see me reading kids' books to kids, possibly, which, mm-hmm. you know, the reading part sounds great.
Mm-hmm. And think about it. When you're a reader, you are totally into acting whatever it is that you're reading out of. So it's about you fulfilling you, which in turn fulfills those sitting around you. It doesn't mean you need to wipe their runny noses.
Right.
Yeah. You are the author, trust me.
Okay. Good job. I can't wait to hear how this unfolds for you. Thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. Linda Dickinson is in the house. She's joining us here today on the Dr. Pat Show. We are so thrilled. She is part of our regular lineup here. We want to make sure that as we move forward, you all have some information about her. You can go to her website, inmyfuture.com. inmyfuture.com. And Linda, you have an 800 number for people that would like to set up private readings for you. Why don't you go ahead and give that?
Sure. 800-206-9096. Yeah, you can learn a lot about me just from my website so you can feel more comfortable before you make the decision to get a session.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about, you know, the worst case scenarios in life. What's going on the outside? What does all of that mean? And how do you bring your A-glad game to the table? Linda Dickinson is going to help us with that and much more. We're taking your calls. We are doing readings. We've got it all right here tonight on the show. We're going to take a short break. But in the meantime, if you want to dial into that number, I have a feeling there may be a line open, but I'm not sure. 888-815-9756. That is worldwide. 888-815-9756. Are you ready to join the GLAD game? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show right after this short break. Linda Dickinson on.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at InMyFuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at MargaretMcElroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, check us out, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, or simply drpatlive.com. You can find out all about us. Yep, we are on Twitter, and we are www.twitter.com/thedrpatshow. And then we're on Facebook, a couple of different places, which I promise all of you we'll figure out how to do this. But more importantly, I want you to know how to find my extraordinary guest tonight. I am honored to have Linda Dickinson in the house. The phones are crazy off the hook. We are going to try to get to all of the calls. But before we do that, Linda, let's give out your website. And, you know, we are asking for your email addresses, so because one of you will be selected to win a 15-minute private session. And so please just give Seth your email. But Linda, let's give out some information for folks.
Sure. My website, InMyFuture.com, and you can reach me on my 800 number, 206-9096.
Excellent. Excellent. So I think we have Molly on the line waiting to talk to us. Molly's calling in from Arizona. Molly,
great.
Are you there? Hey, Molly, how are you? Can you hear us okay?
Yes, pretty good. I can hear pretty good.
Good. Glad to have you on the show. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I just want to find out if there's anybody on the other side that has any information for me. I'm looking on the lines of career. Right now I'm not working, so career right now is something I'm looking into at this time.
Hi, Molly. How old are you?
Oh, do I really? I am 51.
Okay, well, let me first tell you, your energy is about 28 or 29. And when I pick it up from someone, it normally means a long life for that person. So your energy is much younger than your chronological age. That's a very good thing. And my guess is many people think you're much younger than you are. What
yes.
kind of work were you doing before you were not working? What kind of work?
I was working in doctor's office. I don't have medical background, but I was like a receptionist.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, I don't see that happening again. I feel
okay.
something very different and very active around you. It feels to me similar to, let me explain to you what I see in your background. I see buildings and homes and development. So it may have something related to real estate or possibly even working in an office where there is real estate development or construction of some sort going on having to do with building homes. That's what's strongest around you right now. I do know that December is your most significant month of this year with opportunities,
okay.
and then I feel two more opportunities in January and February of next year.
Hmm. That's very interesting.
I see a little girl around you. Did someone just have a little girl connected to you?
Somebody's ready to have a little girl.
Okay, who is that somebody to you? What is the connection to you?
That would be my husband's daughter, and she's due any minute, and she's having a girl.
Beautiful. And did they name her yet, do you know?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Are you within distance to see each other?
No, she's actually out of town.
Okay. Well, I must say that this is going to be one of the sweetest spirits showing up in your experience, and even though you might not live close to where they are, you will have a very
mm-hmm.
strong connection and will be very meaningful in that child's life. Please remember that.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. One other thing, there's a gentleman who passed from a lung issue. I don't know if he was a smoker or if there was just a disease of the lungs, and he's hanging
mm-hmm.
around you. What I'm not sure is if he's from your side of family or your husband's, but he's very strong, sending great love to both of you.
Oh, possibly my father.
Mm-hmm.
He was a heavy smoker.
Yeah, and it feels like a father figure. But please know that he's with you. And most importantly, know that this little one showing up is going to be teaching you things you never thought you needed to be learning this lifetime. But back to Claire for 1 second. I just want you to know it does have to do with real estate and development and properties. Not necessarily that you're selling them, but you'll be somehow involved with that.
Oh, well, I'll look into that and... Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Molly.
Boy, I got to tell you, you've got a lot to work with there. Boy, these are coming in loud and clear tonight, aren't they, Linda?
It's great. I love your listeners are so in-depth with their questions and they want to know stuff. I love it.
Well, and you know, also what we're doing is we're bringing on a topic that's about the GLAAD game. I mean, really
mm-hmm.
what you've done in preparing that is you've created a way for us to basically change a vibration and an energy right now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's what's going on with all of this. And so we've opened up the phone lines, and I just want to make sure everybody out there knows that, you know, you'd like to connect with Linda Dickinson right now on the show as we're talking about the GLAAD game. We'd love to have you do that. You can give in to that fabulous toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's worldwide. 888-815-9756. And then also we've got line one that has a direct number for those of you that just like to shoot right in there, 530-327-7602. Let's make it happen. Seth is ready to take your calls. Linda, I mentioned earlier that I wanted to talk to you about the GLAAD game and,
mm-hmm.
you know, what this means to be you know, an optimist in worst case scenarios. I mean, I'm not Pollyannish. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't have my head in the sand. I mean, I constantly know what's going on the outside, but I refuse to hold that vibration. What does the glad game mean to people that may be struggling, and what can you say to them to help them out?
Yeah, I'll tell you. First of all, my license plate is glad game.
Very cool.
I do change it sometimes just to get people to laugh. I try to find things that will make them smile. But often, I'll park somewhere and someone will say, "What's glad game?" And I tell them, you know, you just choose things that you're glad about and more things that you'll be glad about will come to you. And they sort of look at me perplexed like, really? You know, there's many people who are surprised the fact that if I feel good more often I get things that feel good to me. And so that in respect is what the glad game is. But for those people who say to me, and I've had many, who will say, "I don't have anything to be glad about." And I say, "You gotta have something." Maybe you're glad that you have a car. Or maybe I'm glad that I had enough gas to put in the tank of my car this week. What else can I think of? If my life is not going well, there is always something to be glad about. And if nothing else, you're speaking to someone, you're glad you're breathing. You know, there's always something we can find to be glad about, because more often than I think glad and feel glad, my life starts to change, and the momentum of what's coming to me is even quicker, and things that are coming to me are making me feel better than ever. And what I'm really trying to teach people is you're in control of what's happening to you, and you can turn it around quite quickly, really within 30 days of practicing the glad game. And if you have to start small, start small. I'm glad that I'm breathing today. I'm glad that I woke up. I'm glad the sun's shining today. I'm glad that my neighbor's not home today, if that makes you feel better. Anything to be glad about. Doesn't have to be some big deal. Doesn't have to be something of importance outside of your home, for that matter.
Well, I love what we're talking about, because just listening to you, I'm getting pretty glad myself. I want to remind everyone before we go to break, you can give us a shout here at the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Very special guest, Linda Dickinson, in the house. 888-815-9756, and we're going to fill up the lines for you. Or 530-327-7602. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll be talking about how becoming an optimist can bring you more cha-ching. Yeah, money. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty: Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Oh.
learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Linda Dickinson is in the house. We were just chatting during the break, and we're going to share what we were talking about. For more information about Linda, go to her website, inmyfuture.com. If you want to connect with her live on air for a reading, give us a shout, 888-815-9756 for the Dr. Pat Show. 888-815-9756. Give us a shout. And then one of you will win a free 15-minute private telephone session with Linda Dickinson, a session that will change your life. We're talking about the GLAD game, but the question is, what does all of that mean to me? How is that going to help me fill my bank account? How is that going to help me get my job? And how is that going to help me get the lessons that I need to get? I said to you, Linda, you know, I need to be learning this stuff in this lifetime because I need to learn this before I'm dead. I do not want to come back and have a redo with this. You hear me on this?
I hear you on this. And, you know, we just are ever-evolving beings. So next time you come back, my guess is you will be like a professional baseball player or something, and you know, you'll be worried about the rituals you got to come up with to make the games win. So you're gonna look for a different new perspective next time you come around. But you know, it really is true that we want to get it. All of us want to understand this. We want to get why our lives are the way they are, and more importantly, we want to get how to change them, darn it. And we like to mold the clay ourselves. If we can do it ourselves, we want to do it ourselves. If we need help and we get some therapy or we talk with a life coach or a psychic or someone who's going to empower you, if you need that help, then take that help. You know, it seems like these days people are less apt to ask for help. They want to do it on their own, darn it. They're going to work hard. They're going to work 80 hours a week, and they're still going to have the dishes clean and nothing's in the sink at night. And I say, don't work too hard. Did you know that 99% of any creation ever exists within your mind before it falls into your lap and actually manifests in your physical experience? 99% of it has occurred before it drops into your experience. And so when it starts to drop into your experience, it starts to expand all by itself. So whatever you've been asking for, once it shows up, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it has a life of its own because you were working on it in your mind before it occurred. And so that is the power behind it.
It is so, so, so very, very powerful in so many, many different ways. And one of the things that I love about this is that, you know, the movie The Secret came out, and when it came out, it really opened a whole new door to the laws of attraction. And I love that it did that because even though, you know, there are many people that have been out there practicing it and living it and writing about it, and, you know, we can look at this, you know, what we're now calling the whole new age thing, so to speak. But the bottom line to this is that all of us
have figured this out in some way, form, or fashion. I mean, don't we know, Linda, don't we know that some level that our life is really not turning out the way we thought it would be? And don't we say things like, oh, my God, my life really does suck?
We do. And when we get to those places of feeling like life really sucks and we make new decisions about how we want it to go, it is amazing what can happen. There's something else I want to draw into here, Pat, because people think that they have to really picture stuff and meditate all the time and keep envisioning that's going to happen. And I say, it's great to do those things if those things are enjoyable for you. But the universe and the law of attraction and the force behind you, the God energy behind you, simply wants you to put a request out of what you want next. You don't have to work hard at it. We think and we're taught in society we have to work hard to get for what we want. But if you realize that creation already occurred and it's happening in your life experience, then you need to learn to just go with the flow of it as it comes. Appreciate where it is, have gratitude for it, and then expect more of it coming. So we start to take this ride on a wave, and it feels really good. And then people say, yeah, but I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I would say, why would you wait for that? Why would you even think that? And they say, well, because my past experience shows me when things get really good, then something falls, something bad happens. And I say, when something bad happens, out of that is born that great new desire for something new to expand on. You need to use it as a springboard to what's next for you in your life. You know, we talked about speeding tickets, me and my friends, a few days ago, and they were telling me that one of them got pulled over on a street that everybody's getting pulled over on. Honest to God, didn't I hear from five more people within the next 3 days who got speeding tickets? And it's not because I asked for speeding ticket information, but by the very conversation and the emotions behind what we were talking about, it came to me. Lucky for me, it wasn't a speeding ticket for me, and we won't talk too much longer about it so our listeners don't get speeding tickets, but that's how quickly we grasp and attract things to us by focusing on something. So be careful what you wish for.
Well, you know, and a lot of this is, you know, having a conversation about what we can do to help ourselves and help each other. That's the work that you do. To help, you know, to help other people, correct?
Absolutely.
What are folks going through, Linda, when they're coming to you right now? What's happening? Are you seeing a shift? Are we shifting to a different vibration? I mean, you know, are we becoming more optimistic, so to speak?
You know, I'll tell you, yes, people do want to be optimistic, and they know intuitively it should be that way. They want to be that way, and they're asking more than ever. It used to be, my readings used to be nothing but people ask questions and get the answer they want, or get the answer that I have for them, and then they move on in their lives. But now, people don't want just the answer. If they don't like the answer, they say, tell me, please, how do I turn this around for me? You know, and there's simple ways to start those things. We need to start small. I'm going to give you an example. When you're driving your car and someone cuts you off, I mean, this is the first. Well, I don't know what your reaction, Pat, is, but many of us want to have a reaction, maybe speak something verbally, unkind to that person, or show them one of our fingers, whatever it is that our reaction is. But instead, next time somebody cuts you off, maybe you want to say, wow, nice job. You swung right in there, didn't hit anybody. Good job. Good for you. Did it like nobody's business. So if you look at it and have a different perspective, no matter where you are, even the small things, you'll be amazed at how that's going to help you in your life. And that's what I want to get at. It's not about starting something big. It's not about, if I have no job, creating a career of a lifetime. It's about just feeling better about where I am, taking my time and learning to go within a little bit to feel it, and say to myself, I always make it. Somehow things always work out for me. I have a good support system. I've had many different jobs. I'm good at many different things, and the right opportunities are going to start coming my way when I relax and allow it to happen. We have to be nice to ourselves, too. We tend to get off and mean and criticize everybody, including ourselves. In fact, I think we're hardest on ourselves than anybody else. So when you soften that deal, the deal that's dealt to you is much, much better.
Well, you know, this is all part of what we're doing on the show to really get in that game, to get in the glad game, to really wake up each day and know that there is going to be a result that you didn't expect because you have changed and brought that change to the table. You know, we have some time, and let me just make sure all of you have the call-in number. I just got a quick message asking if we were going to take any more calls. Yes, we are. You could give us a call here. We might be able to take one, maybe two after the break. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756 to come on air and have a conversation and a reading with my very special guest today, the empowerment psychic medium, Linda Dickinson. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, yeah, how good are we really? Can we still be bad and be good? What does that mean? Can we still be bad and be glad? Linda Dickinson going to talk about that. We're going to take your calls, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
Did you know Greek yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Bella Genza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bella Genza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit BellaGenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's BellaGenza.com, BellaGenza.com. Are you where you want to be right now? Do worry, fear, and doubt stop you from feeling your best and living abundantly? Create your heart's desire. Live life to the fullest. How? Schedule a coaching session with Dr. Joanne White, author, motivational speaker, life, business coach, and energy intuitive. The Success Doc will motivate and inspire you to your own greatness. Call 877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
The hardest part of mental illness is that you don't understand yourself. My friends stopped calling. I went through a divorce. I felt like there was nowhere I could turn. Then I read a story in the newspaper about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's not that they gave me the reasons to get out of bed or get on with my day. It's that they showed me how.
One in five adults lives with depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, or other mental illnesses. NAMI provides education and support. Go to NAMI.org or call 800-950-NAMI.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfcoGreen.com. That's PerfcoGreen.com.
Everyone, hey, welcome back. Thank you all so much for supporting the Dr. Pat Show. Incredible journey. We're getting ready to launch the Holistic Makeover again. Linda Dickinson is going to be part of that as well. She's in the house tonight. We're taking your calls. I want to make sure, though, that before you, you know, you leave this show, you know how to reach out to her. The website is inmyfuture.com. 800 number is 800 206 9096. Call her, get scheduled. She books like in advance, so make sure you get to it. Linda, thank you so much for joining us here tonight and joining us on the show. We've got another caller. I think we have time to take it. Why don't we go to the phone lines? Who's calling tonight? And welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, this is Linda. How are
Hi,
you?
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. This is Linda. Is that Linda, too?
Yeah, both of you are Lindas.
Yes. What can I answer for you, Linda?
Well, I have three things that are going on for me. One is my mother. I'm very concerned about her and how I'm going to be financially, and is there a job in my near future, like tomorrow?
Like tomorrow.
So you know what I love about this call? She's like really clear.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's like bam, bam, bam. This is what I want to know.
Yeah. And because of that, her guides are all ready to answer everything right through me. I mean, this is easy for me. Linda, what is your mom's first name?
Joan.
And what are you most concerned about with Joan?
Well, the honest truth is her dying, because she's not doing really well, and I'm concerned about it. And we're going for a CAT scan on Friday, and I just want her to be back to the way she was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that she wants nothing more than to be back the way she was, too, but I'll be very honest with you. What her guides are telling me is that she's wanting reconnection to some of those who have already transitioned, and that doesn't mean that she doesn't want anything to do with this lifetime anymore, but I do feel her closing more of the gap of this lifetime and opening to the other side and wanting to transition. Now, it doesn't mean she'll transition right away. And depending on the decisions that you make based on that CAT scan will be whether she sticks around for another 2, 3, or 5 years or whether she's headed out next year. And I will tell you, there is something very strong within her who is not really afraid to transition and has the desire to see some of those who have transitioned. So she's got a little bit of a foot in both worlds is what I sense around her. As far as the CAT scan goes, I do feel some things coming up about that, that there's concern with the doctor. But I also feel that in your mom's scenario, she's not necessarily going to want to do what they suggest that she do treatment-wise. And I would trust and respect whatever your mom wants. And I feel like you will. Is that true, that you will go with what she wants or not wants?
Unfortunately, yes. Because my mother is like that. She wants to do what she wants to do, and she doesn't always want to do what the doctors tell her to do.
Right. And so, and it's okay. I mean, I would absolutely respect whatever my mother wants to make as decisions. If she wants my advice, of course you're going to give her your advice. But trust that that process is being taken care of. And I have to tell you, there is a male, the sweetest male around her in spirit. I know that he had heart issues. Not sure if he actually passed from the heart issues or if it was some other concern health-wise. But he spends a lot of time around her. I also know that August is a significant month for him or her. It's either a birthday, anniversary, day or month of passing. It's either August or the 8th of another month. So I would write that down so you can figure out who that is.
I know who it is.
The other, who is it, Linda?
My father.
Okay. And do you sense your father around?
Sometimes, yes. And I guess I've had a feeling that he's been telling her to come.
Mm-hmm. And I would agree. What he's saying to me is that he hasn't asked her to come, but he certainly has soothed her into knowing that he's there when she's ready. And I have to tell you, he says that he is most connected with you early morning. So if you're wanting communication with your father, the best time to have that conversation with him is if you wake up in the middle of the night, like early morning, or just upon awakening, spend a few minutes having a chat with Dad about things, and you'll be amazed at how you'll get answers through other people throughout the day. I want to jump to job and that sort of thing. You asked me about finances and job, and I wanted to ask you about relationships. Are you with someone?
No.
Okay, I see somebody coming into your experience, and I see you bucking that current as hard as you can, and I don't see that person leaving. I see that person being very persistent at being a part of your life. So please know, when that starts to occur for you, and that's between this December and next, I don't think this person's going to give up. You're going to give in finally, and I would say it's going to be one of the best relationships you've had in your lifetime. That I feel very strongly. Felt that over the finances and job. So financial and job-wise, not that you want to maybe hear this, but financially I feel okay around you. I would not get too worried about where my finances are right now. I feel like in the next 3 months I have a lot of give and take around that. I know that between January and April of next year, there's significant work that comes into your experience and opportunities, and you're going to have your choice of things. There's four different things that come up for you, but I'm really at the beginning of the year when they really start to crop up.
Okay.
How does that sound to you? How does that feel?
A little too realistic, especially around my mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard because she's the only one we have left, and that's a little difficult.
Yep, and I understand that, but remember that we never really lose anybody. We just have to learn to have a different way of communicating with them. So take your time with that one, Linda. There's no rush in you needing to work through that because I don't feel her leaving you anytime soon. So take your time with all of that. You're gonna do great. I know you will.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you so much. And I want to make sure, Linda, wow, that was great. Did you love how clear and direct she was?
Love that, because then the answers come very swiftly through me.
And, you know, when you get these answers, let me ask you a question. Do you share everything that comes through? I know that we're on air, and so I would imagine that there may be some discretion you use. But if you were in front of folks, you might just go right to the point. Is that right or not?
Yeah, that is right. But I always promise and respect that I only answer questions that someone asks me. It's why if someone calls and says, can you just read me, give me whatever you have, and I say, it's going to be very general and boring, you know?
Right. Well, what is it that stops us, Linda, from asking the questions? Because, you know, it's the same thing, I believe, that stops us from asking for what we want.
Yeah, it really does. Because I think one of the reasons people are hesitant on asking questions is they're not ready to hear the answer. And if they're not ready to hear it, they'd rather dance around it and find a different way for me to maybe say the same thing. If we're not ready, we're not asking. And, by the way, we never give advice to someone if they're not asking, because, believe me, they're just going to want to punch you in the face if they're not in the place to receive it.
Oh, boy, I know that. Wow, how quickly the show has gone by. I wanted to ask you, you know, do you have a message for our listeners tonight? What do you want to leave them with? And please give out your website again.
Yeah, my website is inmyfuture.com, 800-206-9096. There's two things I would like to leave the listeners with, and I want to thank everybody, including Seth and you, Dr. Pat. It's been an amazing show as usual. Colin Powell said, perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. I love that. It is a force multiplier. Promise to everyone you meet up with tomorrow throughout the day that you find something that you're glad about them, whether it's a conversation they're having with you. Point out something you're glad about in that conversation. Promise yourself, everybody that you meet tomorrow, that you do that. And watch how at first it will feel like work, and then it will feel like a game. And then you can't wait to meet up with another person to find something glad about. So have fun with it and expand your life.
I love it. Linda Dickinson, you absolutely rock. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Wow. And please, everyone, feel free to give Linda a call. Go to the website, inmyfuture.com. If you've missed any part of this tonight, especially those of you that called in, if you have not heard everything or want to hear it again, the archive will be up shortly, and we want to make sure we get that. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, sign up for our newsletter, find out about what we're doing with folks like Linda Dickinson in advance, go to www.drpatlive.com. Be on the alert for this year's upcoming Holistic Makeover 2010. We're getting ready to send out the announcement, put out the survey, and boy, make it happen. A time of change. You might as well be part of the glad game in it. All right, everyone, until next time, remember, you are truly blessed. You are magnificent. Don't let anyone tell you anything other than that. We'll see you next time right here on the Dr. Pat Show.
Call, take your last bow.